after your team's 88-38 win over New Hampshire last night. Coach, good afternoon. Congrats on the win. How are we doing?
Doing great. Thanks, Quok. And, Ben, I apologize about last night, man. Early season turnover by Coach Brownell. Forgot about the radio.
Hey, that was about the only turnover of the night, though, Coach. So, you know, we're going to let it go. That's fine. Not a problem.
Consider today a makeup.
You know what? We appreciate that. I'll take the makeup. That's good. It's good. It's better for me. Let's start with this. I mean, I know you said it was a good win. I mean, across the board, it was hard for me to, like, even nitpick a lot of concerning things from last night. You know, with about, 16 hours or so to analyze, where are you on your team's performance last night?
I found plenty of defensive and offensive mistakes. I mean, we're going to have a film session tomorrow to point a few of those out. But, no, I thought we played very well. And it's you know, exactly what you would want in a first game is everybody getting to play, guys playing pretty well. I thought we really followed our game plan and executed a game plan, which is good to see. You know, brand-new team, you know, we pride ourselves on preparation and scouting and being prepared and you know, really talk to our guys about it. And they did a good job of executing it. And then certainly we were a lot more talented than New Hampshire, but I think our guys did a good job of keeping their foot on the pedal and just extending the lead.
Coach, I know how much pride you take on the defensive end of the ball of the court, so I paid a lot of attention to that. I realize the level of competition is going to be vastly higher and you get into conference play, but what you saw last night, Coach, it felt fluid on the defensive end, and I was impressed with your bigs, especially how they were able to move laterally and trade men and things like that. They felt like they did a lot of things that shouldn't come natural to a team with so many new pieces.
Yeah, I do think our big guys did a nice job. We did some switching at times, and I thought for the most part they did a good job of trying to, you know, space. And we talk a lot about in one-on-one defense winning the second dribble, and guys were able to keep guys in front. And if we could keep them in front, we knew with our size that would be very problematic with for them. And then our guards had to be smart on the perimeter of not overhelping and you know, giving up a bunch of wide open threes. So I thought we did a really good job. I thought we showed defensive discipline. There were some times our freshmen played like freshmen, which is expected in some of the mistakes early. But I thought whatever we did, we played really hard. We played with great energy and pace, and we wanted to play with aggressiveness. And I thought that we did that. And you know, to play the game the way we did, and then on the offensive end to only have 6 turnovers, I think was also really good for our team.
You talked about in your press conference last night, you talked about being aggressive. You mentioned Chase Hunter as an example of a guy you constantly had to be on to sort of put the pedal to the floor and go be aggressive and get to the foul line. You guys were plus 32 in free throw attempts. I feel like that is part of what you were able to get offensively. I also, in watching the ball pressure that you guys put on, not just that, but then like the first pass, the outlet on the other end of the floor, you guys are just all everywhere for 94 feet for 40 minutes on the ball. It felt like that got into New Hampshire's legs. Did you feel like that as well, that you guys were able to impact them defensively by how hard it was for them to operate offensively?
Yeah, I hope so. I think that's, you know, I've decided I think this is the best way for this team to play. It's different than the last couple of years. But it's a little bit our 2021 season. Amir Sims' senior year, we did some of this because we had multiple guards that we thought could guard the ball and pick up full court and work the ball. And I think you need a bunch of different guys to do that effectively. And it's more of that wearing effect than it is you're really going to try to steal the ball. You're just trying to kind of disrupt some possessions, try to, you know, keep their offense from having a flow as much as you can. But it takes work now. It's hard to sustain that kind of effort and discipline. And again, that's one thing I was proud of. I do think between Ace Buckner and Dylan Hunter and Zach Foster, you know, Justin Porter, we got 4 guys that can get up and guard the ball a little bit. And we're going to need to do that at a high level if we're going to have a good team defensively.
Coach, you mentioned Ace Buckner. I realize probably not going to get that kind of production out of him every night, but he was sensational last night. And, you know, you mentioned getting to the foul line. You shot more fouls, attempted more free throws in the first half than you did field goals. That's something that you have emphasized with some of the teams in the past about getting to the line. Is that been a point of emphasis with Ace? He was fearless taking it at the bigs last night.
Yeah, I think Ace and really Zach too. Ace plays with so much force. He plays with an aggressive force and a confidence, and he's a strong physical presence when he's playing, and much like his father. And you know, some of that is his natural, but then some of it is he's gained, you know, strength in the weight room by redshirting last year, and he's just so aggressive in terms of personality type, and he wants to go play, and he's always working hard and competing, and he loves to compete. He's one of our best competitors, and so I think that just leads to playing with downhill force and playing with aggressiveness. And you know, he's still got to learn how to kind of change gears a little bit, shift speeds. He's much more aggressive than he is the other. But having said that, I'd much rather have that. And I think you saw that with the way he attacks the basket, the way he attacked the big at the rim. It doesn't surprise our coaching staff that he was successful. We you know, we have a lot of confidence in Ace. We think he's going to be a really good player. And I think what you saw last night is him playing with that force and that aggressiveness that we really like.
Visiting with Brad Brownell, head coach of Clemson men's basketball here on the program after an 88-38 season opening win over New Hampshire last night. You know, I tweeted 3.5 minutes into the game, you go full hockey line change. You go 5 in, 5 out. And I said, you know, I don't know that you're going to go with a true second unit, but you could. And you may do that, you know, multiple times this year. Do you feel like you have a team that not just can go 10 deep, but that you can throw that whole second unit of guys out there and have them operate? And I'm looking after the game, you got 43 bench points, 45 starter points. I mean, that's got to be something you guys have messed with a little bit, right?
Well, that's how we practice, you know, a lot. And, you know, the second unit beats the first unit about even.
Wow.
And so that's why those guys deserve to play. And, you know, it's been that way for a while. Our second unit, I don't even know who's set, starters, not starters, whatever you want to call it. We just feel like we have really good depth. We have aggressiveness off the bench. Zach and Ace are both very fast, and so there's some speed with Chase Thompson playing at the four in that group. That group may even be a little faster. Obviously, our older guys are big and strong and physical and have experience. I just think it's a really good mix. And because we practice that way a lot and those guys practice similarly, we actually do a few different things with Chase in the game. That group is used to that more, and so we've kind of done that here a little bit. We did that in our exhibition with College of Charleston as well. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we do that off and on throughout the year.
Coach, I was actually most impressed last night with Jake Wallin. And I couldn't help but watch him and think about Hunter Tyson a little bit. He's more athletic than I realized. Is that a fair comparison at all to Hunter?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are some things about each other that are the same. They both move well. Obviously, Hunter shoots the ball a little better. Jake shot it great last night, made 2 threes. Jake probably guards a little better than Hunter at the same stage. But I think Jake does a lot of little things that are really good for this team. Some of it is experience. I thought he did a really good job defensively on their best perimeter player when he was guarding him. He gets down the floor in transition. He's our best runner, racer, we call it, race down the sidelines to stretch the defense. Sometimes you're going to get a shot. Sometimes you're stretching the defense for other guys to make plays. Like there's a couple plays where guards got to the basket because the racers are running to the corner and stretching it. And Jake does that as well as anybody. He's a great off-ball cutter. Yeah, I think he's played very well here for us. Love what he's been doing, and thought he was very effective last night.
The most surprising thing when I looked at the box score last night, Coach, is I found myself watching Chase Thompson a lot and just noticing it, just the little things he gives you on the floor, just his feel. Like it was something I expected because of his background, but he just was a pleasure to watch. And then I look at the box score, the guy didn't even attempt a shot. And I'm going, wait a minute. And my wife was statting the game. I'm like, wait, time out. We got to do this. We got to do something about this. I'm certain this guy was scoring the ball. And yet, I watched the guy. I couldn't take my eyes off of him for 18 minutes where he didn't take a shot. Did you see those types of things when you turn on the film of his performance?
Yeah, no, he had a very productive game. He just didn't shoot, and he'll kind of do that sometimes. Sometimes he will. I mean, it's not like he's not afraid to shoot, but he's not a guy that's out there hunting his shot. And I think one of the things that makes him a really good player. Yes, he's an unbelievable passer, and for a guy of his size, he's got tremendous feel, and he's just one of those guys that plays well with a lot of different people because his passing accentuates everybody else on the floor. And, you know, sometimes when you're out there and you got three or four guys already looking to score, you actually need a guy who's more of a facilitator. I mean, in some ways, last year, that was Dylan Hunter with our starting lineup. We already had basically four guys that were all, you know, capable of scoring 15 or 20 a night. And Dylan was kind of the guy that just kind of kept the ball moving and found guys and did different things. I think Chase Thompson's of similar mode right now. And obviously, as he gains an experience here, his offensive output will increase tremendously. But like last night, he just did what needed to be done. He usually just tries to make the right basketball play. And I think that takes some maturity. So I was very pleased with his performance yesterday.
The other thing I loved last night was I just love watching R.J. Godfrey just live his life. Like when he's on the court, like he plays a certain way, but there is joy in his game. And I think, you know, you talked about him being a leader along with Dylan with some of the younger players and the newer players. And I know that you guys missed that presence last year. But in a game, can you feel that presence, just how he operates, and what does that do for your basketball team outside of the fact that he was playing quite well last night?
Yeah, I think there's just an energy that he brings, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you talk about a lot of different ways that basketball brings energy. When you're passing the ball well to each other, when you're sharing the ball, we talk about the ball having energy, and that energizes your team. R.J. Godfrey, just naturally because of his personality and the way he plays and the effort he gives and his emotion, I mean, he just gives your team juice and energy and excitement. And then when he's playing well, man, it's so positive. And, you know, that's why it's so good to have him back. I think it's taken a lot of pressure off Dylan. You know, R.J. is the guy that is trying to really help the other big guys, Carter Welling and Nick Davidson and Chase Thompson, Trent Steinauer, adjust to what life is like as a Clemson basketball player and you know, what we expect from our post players. And Dylan's trying to do the same thing for all our young guys. And those guys have both been good role models that way. And I think they were both mentored. Certainly, RJ, you know, openly talks about how PJ and especially Hunter Tyson had major effects on him, especially when he was a freshman. And Dylan, obviously, with his brother. You know, we're really proud of that here. I think that's something that has happened for several years now, as we have just like a mentoring program of good players helping young players, and that's why we've had sustained success here.
A million positives from last night, Coach. What's the thing you need to work on this week? What's the thing keeping you up at night about this team?
Well,
I know there is something.
Only one. You can only pick one.
We still got some position defensive issues to work on. We still got to work on. We got a couple guys that still don't quite get to their position at all time, especially in a couple of our pick and roll coverages. So that's the one I'll admit to right now.
Okay.
are those things that are easily correctable, or are those things like, is that something you're like, hey, we got to fix this by Friday? Or are those things that are just more going to take time and cohesion and time together on the court?
It's a little bit of all of it. It's going to take some time. We've got some habits, you know, that are just different. And, So we've been working on it for a while. It's not like this is a first-time thing now. This isn't a new thing. This is something we've had to deal with. But we're going to get there. We're getting there. We're making progress. So last night was a terrific night. Let's leave it at that.
One other thing, Coach, you've talked about how many guys you're going to play, and that feels evident after last night. When you're in practice, do you try to mix up the ones and twos to build that chemistry? I mean, how do you build chemistry with that many guys?
Well, that's much more challenging. That's a good point. Like, I think that's, you know, that's one of the things that can happen in like last year's team with, you know, really playing five, six, maybe seven guys most of the time. Those guys get used to playing with each other the most, especially if four of them are out there for 30 plus minutes, right? You don't have to get as used to that many things. But when you are playing 10 or 11, you're going to be out there with a lot of different people. And that's a little bit more challenging. So, yes, the answer is we do mix up the lineups. We don't just play, you know, ones and twos or whatever you want to call it. Heck, who knows who the ones and who the twos are? In different days, the twos could be the ones. But we mix up all different kinds of personnel and try to get different groupings, and then we try to stat as many different things as we can to find out who we think plays best with whom. But to be honest with you, it's really hard. It's been challenging because it's just been so balanced in all the different ways we've tried to look at it, that's part of why we just feel so strongly about guys. As long as they're earning the right to play by being productive in practice and games, guys are going to keep getting chances. And you know, I hope that continues, because I think it's a good way for this group to not only play and be successful, but also, you know, these are long seasons and you're really trying to also coach the morale and spirit of your team. And we've got a very new group that we want to, you know, keep that as high as possible. And I think the more guys that are playing, everybody feels invested and responsible for wins and losses.
These are the good problems to have when you got a good team. By the way, I think you gave us the equivalent of like five post-game interviews. So I feel like we won this trade. I'll just say that.
Friday's optional? Is that what you're telling me?
That is above my pay grade. I'm just going to leave it right there. Coach Brownell, thanks for the time. Best of luck. And I'll have our people get with your people on Friday. How about that?
All right. Sounds good. See everybody in Little John on 7 o'clock on Friday night. Thanks.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Coach. Coach Brownell joined us there. That's awesome.